Governor Daniel Malloy wants Connecticut to be the first in the nation to start trying 19 and 20-year-old offenders as minors. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports that his proposal follows the latest trends in juvenile justice reform.
In 2010, state lawmakers let 16 and 17-year-olds into the juvenile justice system. Abby Anderson from the Connecticut Juvenile Justice Alliance says the program was a success within 2 years.
Raise the age for the 16 and 17-year-olds has really been lauded as a national model. And so it makes sense to me that we just have so much momentum to be able to go forward and keep going.
Anderson says Malloy's proposal follows a national trend in believing that young offenders can learn to be successful members of society. Vincent Schiraldi is from Harvard's Criminal Justice Program. His latest research says young people up to age 21 should be tried as juveniles because their brains aren't fully developed until they're 25.
And so we really have an opportunity to shape young people's behavior and, frankly, shape their brains during this time period. And the last thing you want to do, unless you really have to, of course, is put them in a correctional facility with a whole bunch of other not fully mature young adults who then serve as sort of a negative peer group to continue them along the path of delinquent behavior.
Schiraldi says he also supports Malloy's push to confidentially hear cases involving offenders ages 21 to 25.
Imagine if you were known forever by the dumbest thing you did when you were in college. Nobody wants that. And that would be what the governor's proposal would allow young people caught up in the criminal justice system to avoid.
Schiraldi says Malloy also wants to let young offenders apply to have their criminal records sealed and potentially expunged. His proposal would still need approval from state lawmakers. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.